Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be another hot day over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Cloudy along the escarpment this morning. Expect isolated afternoon thundershowers over all four of the provinces. Pretoria today up to 32 degrees, Joburg and Polokwane 30, Mbombela 29, Nemalahleni 28 and Rustenburg a high of 34.
Just a reminder of the roadworks in Tembisa on the R21 northbound that causes restrictions between the R23 Benoni exit and the Olifantsfontein Road exit that always cause delays at peak time travel.
Police are searching for two suspects in connection with the murder of a female doctor in Mbombela. The 34-year-old was shot outside a gym yesterday morning while allegedly walking to her car. The motive for the shooting is not yet clear. And UK claimants have announced legal action against US pharmaceutical and cosmetics giant Johnson & Johnson, alleging that women diagnosed with cancers were exposed to asbestos in the company's talcum powder. Lawyers claim that the US-based corporation knew as early as the 1970s that asbestos in its talcum products was dangerous, but failed to warn consumers and carried on producing and selling the products in the UK until as recently as 2022. In September, J&J increased its offer to settle similar claims in the US to around $8 billion to be paid over 25 years. And now looking at our business news. The majority of economists believe the Reserve Bank will announce a 25 basis point cut in interest rates this afternoon. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee met as the news came in yesterday that consumer price inflation dropped to 2.8% in October, the lowest in more than 4 years. This is the last rate announcement by the Reserve Bank for the year. The rand weakened against the US dollar, partly because traders are confident of that rate cut. Bitcoin hit a record $95,000 this morning as it continues to benefit from expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will push through measures in the US to ease regulation of the unit. And Asian markets were mixed this morning after chip titan Nvidia smashed forecasts. A dollar now at 18 rand 11 cents. A euro 19 rand 10 cents. A pound up to 22 rand 92. Gold at $2,654.96 per fine ounce. And oil at $73.15 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, a little bit of change for the Springboks ahead of this weekend's test match. That cut above Sanchez's knee has forced him to withdraw from Saturday's test against Wales at the Millennium Stadium, forcing a change in the front row. As a result, Wilco Lowe will start at tight head prop. Thomas Dudoy will shift then to the loose head side. Four players, Kwakha Smith, Lukhanyo Am, Andre Esterhazen and Magazole Mapimpi, are not included in the matchday squad and have returned home. Pieter Steph Dudoy, who had picked up a shoulder niggle, returned home on Monday. It's shaping up to be a very crucial match for the under-pressure Wales coach Warren Gatland. He's made four changes to Wales starting 15. The Dragons went down 52-20 to the Wallabies last weekend in what was a record 11th successive test defeat. Into the starting 15 come fly half Sam Costello, wing Rio Dyer and Blair Murray will switch to fullback. Chris Chiwunza replaces the injured Adam Beard in the second row. Tane Plumtree will start at number 8. Max Verstappen will be Formula One world champion for the fourth year in a row if he beats Lando Norris in Las Vegas this weekend. McLaren's Norris must score 3 points more than his Red Bull rival to delay the inevitable for one more week and continue the title battle to Qatar. Last year's race in Vegas was the single largest sporting event in the city's history, producing an economic impact of nearly $1.5 billion, according to the organizers. I'm Kola Njinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.